Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We could sit here for a few minutes, talk about how complex, complicated, bothersome other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, but we won't. We'll just talk about how easy Discover makes it, because you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's awesome. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. We've talked a little bit of Lakers. We will talk more at the bottom of the hour with Andy Kamenitsky, the co-host of the Locked On Lakers podcast. That'll be a lot of fun, so keep it locked for that. But in the meantime, in between time, let's stick with the association, but go all the way to the East Coast, where we're going to talk Brooklyn Nets. Okay. All right. But I want to get your quick opinion, because you weren't on the show this week earlier. Mm-hmm. I want to get your quick opinion on the Kevin Durant about face. What'd you think?
I thought that's what was going to happen from the beginning, ever since back to June 23rd when this all broke. I think you and I did a show together. I said, this is all fluff. It's business as usual. I thought it was, you know, a ploy to get Kyrie his deal, but I never thought him nor Kyrie were going anywhere. It just made zero sense. So it just made sense for this just to come full circle. And let's go ahead and get it all out, kumbaya, right before training camp. And let's get ready to try to go get a championship.
Yeah, I thought Durant wanted out. But I thought the Nets would – I was just like, why would you trade him?
Yeah.
Unless you just get blown away with a great deal. Like, don't trade him. You got control.
Yep.
You got 4 years, you know. And the Nets got – they took – they retook control of their franchise this year.
Yeah.
They – the best move was to get Kyrie on the one-year deal. They did that. They kept KD. They let him know, look, we're not just going to give you the coach or the GM that you want. All right, they moved – one of the things that upset him was they moved on from one of his good friends who was the shooting coach.
Yeah.
His shooting coach. And they did that. And so that's a start. They still need to fix that culture even more so. But that was a step in the right direction. But Jay Williams, now an analyst for ESPN, of course, All-American ball player at Duke, played a little bit in the league, but had that motorcycle injury lottery pick with the Bulls.
It was a beast.
That ended his career, essentially ended his career. He made a comment, was it today, Rob G? About yesterday, about the Brooklyn Nets, that I just think is ludicrous. Here it is.
I've never seen pressure like this before in any sport. I think for Steve Nash and for the next Kyrie Irving's on a one-year deal, essentially, you keep hearing stuff about him wanting to be in L.A. Kevin Durant has given an ultimatum to Joe Tsai. You know, how long will he remain there? Steve Nash, there's a lot of pressure on him. He might be the hottest coach on the hottest hot seat out of any sport for these next couple of months, because if they don't trend in the right direction, you could replace him with a guy like Mark Jackson or other candidates out there to hold other people accountable. And we haven't seen Ben Simmons play basketball in a year and a half. I've never seen a situation in any sport like the kind of drama that is following this team heading into this season.
Okay, maybe ludicrous was a bit strong.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, because a lot of what he said was true and accurate.
Yeah.
My main issue is this. I've never seen a team in any sport face this much pressure. And to me, the team that has faced, I would say, certainly the most pressure in the last 20, 30 years, but I would argue right now at the top of my head, ever in NBA history, I think the team with the most pressure was the Miami Heat. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh. I mean, the vitriol that was aimed at them, particularly LeBron, but them as a whole, was incredible. All of them, or certainly Dwayne and Chris and LeBron, superstars, Bosh a star. That was the most pressure any team has ever faced. Otherwise, what he said was good, because he's right. Ben Simmons, Nash, Durant now, Kyrie, they all do have individual things they need to prove. But I think he just went a little too far, though.
I'm not sure if he went too far. I would have to sit and just try to figure out the NBA teams. I mean, I could go to, you know, when Shaq got first to L.A. and they were getting eliminated and they finally got Phil Jackson. I think maybe that year there was a ton of pressure for Shaq and Kobe to deliver. And Phil himself also, you came here now. You had Mike and Scotty all those years. Oh, let's see if you can do it with Kobe and Shaq. I think that team could be in discussion for it. But I agree with Jay Will. I really do. And I think that it's
far as this being the most pressure?
Yeah, it could
be. Of any NBA team or any team in sports?
Yeah, well, any team in sports.
Because they're not even favored to win the conference.
Once again, that's a stretch, because you'd have to sit and tell me all the, you know, major league teams that made all these moves or NFL teams that made all these moves, and you would have to. I would have to sit and try to break all that down. Right. But
see, I'm not arguing there's not pressure on each of these guys individually and as a team as a whole. My thing is, there can't be the utmost pressure on you if you're not even predicted to win the championship. You're not even predicted to get to the finals.
That doesn't mean it's not a lot of pressure, though, just because
That's my point.
Odds,
like,
the odds aren't on you. I think I put to you like this, there's more pressure on them than any other team in the NBA this season coming up. That's for sure. There is not a team and players, Durant, Kyrie, like the things he mentioned. Kyrie, like you and I talked about this. He's got a ball. Like he has no choice but to really show up and show out this year in every way possible. He has zero opportunity to go through any mental things, anything, defending it or like it or not. He can't do it this year, bro. You got to fight through it this year. Even Durant, this is now a year. Hey, bro, Golden State, they just won one without you, dog. They won one without you before you came. You got a lot of the credit for the two. You left. They went through some stuff, but once they got back together, they won again, dog, and you still haven't gotten your team even to the finals, your own squad, again, with Brooklyn. So I think there's a ton on him. Ben Simmons, same thing. We haven't even seen this guy play. We got to see you play. Like, you got a ball. And last, Steve Nash. I agree with him. That's the coach. That's the hottest coaching seat in all of sports. For the next calendar year, that's the hottest coaching seat in all of sports, especially, Chris, being that it came out that Durant wanted him fired after he defended and stuck up for him and spoke up for him after they got swept. So just a lot of craziness in Brooklyn, man. But I agree with him. But the whole sports, most pressure of all teams all time, I'd have to sit down. I need an hour or so to go through teams and leagues and come up with that answer.
Yeah, I mean, my issue with the Nets, because I think on paper, you can argue they're the most talented team in the East. And some might even say the league. Obviously, the Clippers are there. The Warriors, just because of who they are, their system, all that. But the Nets' problem to me is all about what's between the ears.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Can Kevin Durant, will Kevin Durant lead? Kyrie Irving, to your point, will he do the right thing on and off the court? Will Ben Simmons get on the court?
Will he even play?
I'm expecting him to, but I got to be honest, and I said this other day, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not predicting it. I'm certainly not hoping for it. But if he didn't play game one, like if he just, I'm not quite ready yet. I'm almost there. I'm close. I'm not ready. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree with you, Chris.
Right?
I hate to say it
because it's just terrible, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised, Chris, if he misses like half the season, dude. Like we just don't know about this guy.
No, I can't argue that.
We just don't know about this guy, right?
Because if he misses the first game,
come on.
Why not miss the half? What's the difference?
Why not sit out till Christmas then?
Right.
What's going to be the difference?
A month from then, you've had the whole off season to get yourself ready.
Yep, absolutely.
So I agree with you on that. But so let me throw this at you.
Okay.
What constitutes, and this is where, again, I get Jay Will, I get you, there is pressure, there is certainly drama. These individuals have a lot to prove. But the reason I can't go the ultimate pressure of all the teams in the NBA history, forget the other leagues, is just because what would constitute a good season? To me... And I think they have the talent to win it, but if they got to the finals, I actually think that they need to get to the finals.
Yeah, absolutely.
To me, getting to the finals would be, it's what they should do. I'm not predicting them because I'm not making my pick right now, but right now I'm not leaning toward picking them.
Of course.
In the East.
Of course. Yeah.
But that, to me, is really what would be – that's like what they need to do. That's like the minimum that you could say it wasn't a disappointment, getting to the finals. Anything else I think is going to be a disappointment.
Especially if people are healthy, like the main guns, the big dogs.
Well, yeah,
assuming the top four big dogs in the East, Boston, Philly, Milwaukee, and Brooklyn, right? Those would be on paper. You could throw the Heat in there too. Okay, so five. If most of the big dogs are relatively healthy, yeah, bro, you got to go through that gauntlet. You can't lose in the semis or even the conference finals. You have to get, in my opinion, to the finals. And if it's them and the Warriors, if the Warriors can duplicate it and get back again, then even if they were to lose that, it's like, okay, well, they just lost to the five-time champion in the last 9 years. Okay, but I do think – what Jay Will is looking at is the fact that Kevin Durant is being compared to who? A lot of people consider the second best or the best player ever in basketball, and that's LeBron James. Therefore, there is pressure maybe Maybe not as big as what LeBron had on him. Not maybe, I'll say no. He didn't. Not as big as what LeBron had on, but I don't think Wade had that
but
pressure.
But there's pressure. No, there's pressure on KD.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not with LeBron.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that.
Because he's being compared. And I never put KD over LeBron. LeBron's a better player all around than KD is. KD's probably the better scorer, and that's probably the one thing he does better in their prime, better than LeBron, is he can just flat out go get buckets. That's just who he is. But his legacy is on the line, much like LeBron's legacy was on the line when he went to Miami. Wade's legacy wasn't on the line. Bosh's legacy wasn't on the line. It was LeBron. So I think that's where he's coming from if he's saying the most pressure, you know, in NBA history on a team. But again, I'd be hard pressed to throw the 2000, the 99-2000 year in there with Shaq and Kobe and Phil Jackson. It's kind of being up. That was Shaq's legacy right there. That was on the line.
I think Kobe was still young.
Exactly,
though,
but that was still Shaq's legacy.
That gave him an out though.
You think that would have gave Shaq an out? Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, Shaq was of age where it's like, okay, you got to start winning championships.
Yeah, well, he said it himself. You remember when they got swept? He was famous for,
I'm at the point now where individual stats mean nothing to me. I play for championships. That's what I'm here for.
Nah, that's right.
You know, right?
So he had to, but yeah. I just think as a whole, because Kobe was so young, it wasn't quite as much. But Kevin Durant's look, we know when we say legacy on the line, obviously he's a Hall of Famer. Obviously he's one of the best ever. That's undisputable. But what you mean, I think, by on the line, and I mean, like, we've just thrown out top 12 player of all time. Some say top 10 player of all time. Certainly people are saying top 15. If Kevin Durant can't show that he can lead his own team to the championship,
speak on it.
I'm not sure that top 15 stuff is going to hold.
Speak on it.
Real talk.
No, I'm with you.
I can't put him, I'm not putting him ahead of Isaiah Thomas.
No, yeah, absolutely not.
You know, and most people probably do right now, but I'm not putting him ahead of Isaiah Thomas. Like, KD, because if he can't, and I get it, he does have rings, whereas Barkley and Ewing and some of these other greats, Karl Malone, don't. But I need to see him lead his own team to a championship before I start talking about, you know, top 12 again.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just keeping it real.
No, that's real. And I said last week on my show that this season it's really going to set where his legacy is going to be, whether people want to agree with that or like it or not, because that's just the way we've turned sports and sports talk radio and television into. We come up with these lists every week and every day, and it's top this or top that or top that. But there's certain criteria, bro. And like you said, you got to win it, especially that the Warriors won it without him. Being that they went and got one CB
twice
without him
before and after.
Yes, you gotta get one, KD. Or yeah, you easy money sniper, all of that, bro. Durantula, all of that. But at the end of the day, when we start to put them lists together, you slide down that list because, well, Durant's got two, but it's like, come on, man, he's got two. And you guys were saying it was the greatest team ever created, right? So you got two with them, but then when he went to go do it on his own, and he had a Kyrie, and he had a Ben Simmons, like, and he had
and
his
he
own
had
team.
A Westbrook.
He had a Westbrook.
His first 9 years of his career.
Exactly. You've had players, bro. Like, no, I'm completely with you, and I love Durant. I watched the kid grow up in the DMV, man.
Right,
so
right.
I've seen him since the kid was 15 years old, but You gotta deliver this year. There's tons of pressure, and yes,
and if it's this year, next year, whatever, you need to deliver. Because then I start looking at even if you don't win it, can you get me to a few
can
finals?
Can you get me there? Yeah, can you get me to a few? Yeah.
Without Golden State, like get me to a few.
Yeah,
I'm starting to think, okay, he probably always had the edge over Barkley because he won the two, but you know, you start looking at the Barkley Garnett level.
Yeah, let me ask you this though, Chris, because we know hoop, bro. Like, put the rings and all that away. This is a real argument that most people just won't want to have because we're not conditioned to. But if you were to size up just the player, put the film on Charles Barkley and Kevin Durant, The only thing he did that was just much cleaner was it's an easier lead. You can't hand check things of that nature. He's got a better jumper. He's a better jump shooter. I won't say, oh, he's a better scorer. Well, you can score a lot easier in today's game. Barkley was 6'4 and a half, 6'5, hopped like a kangaroo, had hands like baseball mitts, and jumped like a kangaroo and had the arms length of an orangutan. Barkley was, people forget.
Barkley
how,
was phenomenal.
Thank you. People forget how awesome. Great this man was for a decade in the National Basketball Association, because for the last 20 years, he's been on TV. It's been a long time since the man's played.
Right.
But when people start to try to play him and start to talk, I go, listen, y'all, you guys, you need to stop being vintage. You guys need to do some real research and go back and watch, bro. Like, if it wasn't for Jordan, he might have one. If it wasn't for Mike.
Oh, he probably would.
Yeah, he carried probably that squad. Would. Kevin Johnson,
but like,
those guys.
Like when Barkley played and Pippen's just flat out said it, some of the criticism of Charles was about the intangibles. That lead, you know, lacking the intangibles that lead you to win a championship. Wasn't a defender. And he could have been, I mean, not that he would have been an all-league defender, but you could have been better, put more effort there. And people, you know, Pippen said he didn't work hard. Now, you can take what Pippen says with a grain of salt, but still, this was this type of stuff being said. And that's what we're looking at KD. It's different. It's not about his work ethic or anything like that, but it's about, is he a leader?
Yeah, tangible.
Will he say
leader.
Something yep. to another star teammate?
Yeah.
You know, does he want to put all the pressure on himself? Will he look in the mirror?
Yeah.
Because that's what this whole summer was about, not looking in the mirror and looking at everybody else. So we got plenty to get to. We keep it locked right here, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. More NBA talk next segment.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, BJ Husky. And we're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. We got Andy Kamenitsky from the Locked On Lakers podcast coming up in a few moments to talk everything in Lakerland. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Ilo. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is the co-host of the Locked On Lakers podcast. Does a great job covering L.A., our man Andy Kamenitsky. Andy, how are you?
Chris, how you been?
I'm great, man. We got VJ Husky in for Rob Parker. So let's get to it because there's a lot to talk about with the Lakers. First of all, the Pat Beverly trade, I like it. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do like it. First of all, I think Patrick Beverly addresses some needs they have. Defense along the perimeter, he is by far the best defensive perimeter guard they have. Unless Austin Reeves takes a really big step in his development, there's nobody else on the Lakers right now who, frankly, can come close to what Patrick Beverly can bring, both, I think, in defensive understanding, reputation, intimidation factor to a certain degree, certainly the annoyance that he brings as a defender. He's the best outside shooting guard they have, maybe the best outside shooter the team has, period. And these are both areas that the Lakers, with all the turnover that they had and the younger bodies that they brought in and getting more athletic, they still hadn't particularly addressed those needs, and they were pretty pressing last year. Patrick Beverly can help in both of those areas. He also, by the way, Chris, he had been openly lobbying to join the Lakers.
Right.
Like, I think he knew that his time in Utah was not going to be long, and he really had been campaigning to become a Laker. The team that actually drafted him in 2009, the second round, and traded into Miami on draft day. So full circle for Pat Beverly.
Yep.
Andy Kamenetsky, VJ Vernon Husky here, man. Great talking with you. Just easy layup question, man. Now that they have Pat Beverly, what's the next move for Russell Westbrook?
Well, I mean, look, there's a part of me that wants to see them together as teammates for like a week and a half. I mean, it's a terrible idea.
You anticipating
idea.
A fight?
I just want to see what it looks like. I mean, these guys have had an open feud since 2013 that, you know, was reignited last season when Russell Westbrook got a terrible game against the Wolves, and Patrick Beverly held his nose at one point during the game. I'm pretty sure called Westbrook trash. You know, it goes back to 2013 with Patrick Beverly in a pretty dangerous, reckless move, injuring Russell Westbrook. I believe, like, just knocking him over. It's been another time diving at legs. These guys genuinely don't like each other, and it's not like a fake feud for the cameras. Like, this is real. They obviously, it seems like a bad idea for them to be teammates, and I think they're going to be looking to move Russell Westbrook because they've been looking to move him anyway. I do want to see them as teammates for like a week and a half. I can't lie. Like the sick, morbid person that I am, I need to see it for a little bit.
Well, look, Jovan Buha of The Athletic reported earlier today that Russell Westbrook will not be on the team. According to a source of his, he said he will either be traded or they will John Wall him and send him away from the team. That came as a surprise. I mean, obviously it's always in play, but do you think that's a legitimate possibility that if they can't move him, they just say, you know what, just stay away?
I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibilities. I don't think it's a good idea, though, because I don't think this team has enough talent as it stands to get away with just not playing someone of Russell Westbrook's caliber, who, despite the fact that he's an awkward fit, he is, I've said before, the least blendable player in the NBA. Like, you know, you have to work around Russ. Russ doesn't work around you.
Right.
He still is in the upper half of talent on this team, and I don't even think that's debatable. I think you are better off trying to find a way to make this work, giving Russ a chance to, you know, fit in, give Darvin Ham a chance to try to make it work. So if you eventually send Russ home, you can at least look him in the eye and say to him, man, we tried. Like, we actually gave this thing a go. We decided to wipe the slate clean from last season, and you're still the one that is refusing to adjust. So I think both sort of practically and, you know, sort of political, small p political, I think it makes more sense to bring him in. I don't think just banishing him without him having sort of done anything wrong this season is a good idea.
I want to flip over to the coach real quick. Darvin Ham, rookie head coach, but he's been on some staff, won championships, played in the league. I always remember for breaking the backboard against the Tar Heels in the Sweet 16. He's a guy people know. Right. How much of an impact does he need to have on his squad, Andy, from, you know, the jump of training camp going into this season? Or is this still essentially LeBron's team, LeBron's the voice, LeBron's the leader type thing? But or how much can he really coach and really take over and have his impact on this squad this year?
I think it's important for him to have a presence. And, you know, as much as LeBron's voice is going to matter the most because he's LeBron and he's the most accomplished person, frankly, in that whole building, you still need somebody who is technically in charge of him on the court if you're going to have a coach at all. And you need to have – everybody needs to be checked to some degree. And, you know, it's interesting, too. When you look at over the course of – LeBron's career, he's actually responded well to coaches that hold him accountable. Ty Lue has been very public about the ways that he has held LeBron accountable and told LeBron when he was doing things wrong. And, you know, it's difficult to get other guys to buy in to what the coach is saying if LeBron isn't buying in himself. So I think it is important for Darvin Ham to have, you know, a presence and a gravitas. obviously, Darvin's going to have to give LeBron a certain amount of superstar treatment, and that's normal. That's the way things work in this league, and LeBron has earned it. You know, AD has earned it to a certain extent as well. But when you consider how much the roster's been turned over, how just catastrophically awful last season was, and how, in a lot of ways, Frank Vogel was the fall guy. You know, I don't think he was completely blameless, but there was a lot that didn't work that was beyond Vogel's control. If you're just going to bring in Darvin Ham and essentially have him be there just as window dressing, there was really no point to firing Frank Vogel. You know what I mean? Like, if Darvin is there to coach, and the Lakers have been a revolving door at coach since Phil Jackson, they need to find somebody that sticks. That's not going to happen if Darvin Ham doesn't have a certain stature in that building and from guys like LeBron.
Andy, I want to get back to Westbrook. I like the idea of trading him and even those two first-round picks in the future for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. If the trade can go down, do you like that for the Lakers, and what do you think what level do you think it would take this team to?
Yeah, I do like it, because when you think about it, you will have traded Talen Horton-Tucker and Stanley Johnson, who I like THT's potential, but I don't think either one of them had a definitive role on this team this season, particularly if Russ is still on the roster, because THT in a lot of ways is redundant with both him and LeBron. For Patrick Beverley, who has a solidified role, Buddy Hield, I'm not a huge Buddy Hield fan as an overall player, but he definitely would bring shooting. And Miles Turner, who I like a lot and I think would actually fit very well with Anthony Davis on both sides of the ball. The real question is just him staying on the court. So you traded out Russell Westbrook, who is a very awkward fit, and there seems to be tension between him and the whole franchise. Talen Horton-Tucker and Stanley Johnson for starter, most likely, in Patrick Beverley, a starter definitively in Miles Turner, and either probably your fifth starter or your best bench player in Buddy Hield. They're definitely better. I need to see how it looks before I would put them on the level of like a Golden State or a Denver, or if, you know, the Clippers stay healthy, the Clippers. But I think it's very conceivable that they could be a team that, at minimum, you wouldn't want to see in the playoffs.
Right now, Andy, if you just look at the Lakers and what they got going on, you mentioned some teams I agree with you with. Denver, they get Murray back. We know Golden State's going to be, you know, riled up and ready to defend their championship. Luka's going to be Luka. He can win you 50 games, basically, with a bunch of injured guys around him like he did last year. And the Clippers, where are the Lakers right now with getting Patrick Beverley in, some of the other offseason moves? Where would you have them and their chances of getting to, say, a conference final in the Western Conference next year?
Assuming they make this deal where they, you know, they have the upgrade in Hield and Turner, but also just they get better depth.
Yeah,
I would say they're anywhere between like the 6 and the 4 seed right now, with, you know, with the potential to be better. All of this is contingent on LeBron and AD staying healthy. If LeBron and AD and really Anthony Davis does not have a season much closer to what he was in the bubble than where he's been the last couple of years, if those two guys aren't available, none of this really matters. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of whether you're swapping out Westbrook for Hield and Turner, or how Lonnie Walker fits in, if Kendrick Nunn is going to be available, like, none of this really is all that important. So much of this is contingent on those two guys, because the gap between LeBron and AD and whoever you think is the third best player on the Lakers, with or without Westbrook, that gap is bigger than, I think, pretty much the other contenders in the league, other than maybe Dallas, between the second and third player.
Well said. Well said. That's our man Andy Kamenetsky, co-host of the Locked On Lakers podcast. Andy, always good to catch up with you, man. Thanks.
Anytime, Chris. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Andy.
All right, later. It's going to be another disappointing season for Big D, Little A, Double L, A, S, at least according to VJ Husky. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, VJ Husky. And we could talk about how complicated Other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, but we won't. We'll just talk about how easy Discover makes it for you to redeem cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. VJ, you're not high on the Dallas Cowboys.
Not at all. Not at all on the Dallas Cowboys. I don't like the word take or hot take. It irritates me. I just have a really strong opinion. I do not think they make the playoffs this year. There's always a team. Yeah, they're strong, but there's always a team in the NFL every single year that have expectations that just fall flat on their face. And there's warning signs. There's red flags. We just choose not to see them. But I can't ignore the red flags I see with Dallas, man.
Well, I do think they'll make the playoffs. And I think that means they got to win that division. I know a lot of people are high on the Eagles, and they have improved. A.J. Brown, I love him. He's great.
Yeah.
I think I don't even want to say poor man's. He's just a little below Debo.
Nice stud.
Debo Samuel. Yeah, tough, hard-nosed wide receiver.
Big.
Big. Run guys over, speed, all that. So they're going to be better. But I don't want to say I believe in Dallas. I'm not picking them to win the NFC or anything. But I do think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're good enough to do that. Obviously, the loss of Teron Smith is huge. But I still think they get in. And let's face it, too, VJ. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get two teams from that division. But the NFC is weak. All right, you got the Rams, you got the Niners, although their quarterback, you know, we'll see what he can do. But I think you got the Rams, the Niners. Arizona is a bit of a question mark just because it was such a rocky offseason. Tampa Bay, they're going to make the playoffs. I'm not in love with them. I don't like what Brady did. We'll get into that this preseason. I like New Orleans, but they're not a world beater, but I think they'll make the playoffs. And then, you know, Green Bay obviously is the class in the NFC North. And does anybody follow them into the playoffs? So I think that Dallas.
I think Minnesota gets in.
Okay.
I like
so
Minnesota.
You got your seven?
Yeah, I like Minnesota in. Those are my seven. I like Minnesota in because Dalvin Cook, you know, the receivers, Thielen's going to be a lot healthier than he was. Remember, he was coming off of a season-ending injury from a year ago, a previous year. You know, it takes about a year and a half for your body just to get back. And really, you can be out on the field, but that doesn't mean that you're actually really ready to be that guy again. And it takes time. I think him and Jefferson and Dalvin Cook there, I don't hate Cousins as much as everybody else does. I see 34-7 or 32-7, whatever it was, last year. He's below 10 interceptions, and people are ripping the dude and killing the guy, man. And all he does is, you know, the system, whatever. Okay, fine. Give me a system quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over. I got a back to hand it to. You still got to play Detroit and Chicago twice, right? And we don't know what Green Bay's gonna be. We think discount double check. Aaron Rodgers is great, so he'll make something happen with the guys he's got. But I those are my seven, and Dallas is on the outside looking at mainly
so you
because
got one team from that division.
Yes, Philly. And that's the Eagles. Yeah. Well, right. I don't think it's that much of a stretch. It's a +160. Dallas is a +145. So Vegas thinks it's close. Vegas thinks it's an injury or
no. Lot of people are picking the Eagles.
Yeah,
in that
I think
division.
The Eagles. I think the Eagles win that division. But with Dallas, it's the skill position players on the offense, and then losing your left tackle, as Matt told us earlier when we spoke to him, that's just huge. You just can't lose your left tackle. There's not a team in the league that can really lose your left tackle. Is normally your best guy, and you just can't lose that when you already have issues on the offensive line. They let Lyle Collins go. We don't know what Zeke is going to be. Pollard missed time last year. You let Amari Cooper go like he was just nothing. I like CD, but CD to me is a strong two. I just don't see him as a one. He has the drop C. Sometimes he can get lazy on his routes. And in a playoff game at home last year, he had one catch. His head just don't, it's not there sometimes. And I don't think he has the talent to overcome that. And then Gallup, we just talked about Thielen coming back. Gallup will be back, but he won't be the Gallup with that speed before the injury. It's going to take a season to get his body back again. There's just too many questions on the offense, and I don't think the defense can duplicate leading the league in turnovers and leading the league in defensive touchdowns this year, and I think they missed the playoffs at 10-7, 9-8. They don't win no more than 10 games at all.
They've been used to playing, now not well, but used to playing without Teron Smith. He hasn't played 16 games in like the last 6 years.
Okay.
11 last year, 2 in 2020. Yeah, now they went 6-10. So it wasn't like they balled without him.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I get it. I mean, he's great. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt. So it's a huge loss. I don't want to minimize it, but, you know, we'll see if they can outlast it. That's a big loss. But I think they, like I said, I think the Eagles, I actually think the three other teams in that division have improved, I think, right?
Yeah.
But I still think Dallas is the class of that division and that they'll get in. So let me ask you, if they don't, if they don't make the playoffs, we know Mike McCarthy's gone.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
And rightly so.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, he's definitely got to be gone. But I'll give you another team, too. If Minnesota's not there, fine.
But I don't hate the Minnesota pick.
Exactly. But
I don't know that I'm picking them, but I don't hate it.
I'll give you another one, though. San Francisco is better. That team is so talented, and people just keep looking at the quarterback. And I know Lance has not played a lot in college. I get we don't have a lot of tape on him. But I'm going to go with the guy that's in with him every day and Shanahan and the staff that sees him every day. Yeah, he's off on some throws. But they're going with the guy because they think he's giving them the best chance in their system with the talent. They re-signed Debo. That defense is healthy. Bosa, Solomon, those guys on the D-line. Watch San Francisco. The West could get three teams in, Chris.
Well, I certainly don't like Seattle, and I'm sure you don't either.
Absolutely not.
Arizona, yeah. I just think Arizona is a question mark.
Yeah, they are, but they
I'm
can
not
get
gonna
in.
Be shocked if they're if they have a similar season last year. So I don't hate that. Yep. All right, an hour left. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.